for my friend. Sanity is what keeps us together. All right, and we're back with another hot take. This time we're talking about Mea Culpa, the newest in the Tyler Perry repertoire of Oscar-worthy works of art.
Yeah. One scene in particular.
Maybe one scene only? It's not the writing, not the plot.
Not going to hold you.
Not the character development.
Wasn't great. Wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad.
Wasn't great.
It wasn't your, it's not going to be on your top 10 list of movies.
You know who is on my top 10 list?
what list is it? Your hit list?
Nate Boba.
Come on, Boba.
I don't even know what else that man was in. Javonte Rhodes.
He's in Moonlight.
Yeah.
He's really
good. Oh, yes. I hated that movie.
It's a weird one, but that's probably the first time you saw him.
Okay.
He was also in Bird Box.
I didn't see that.
Yeah. He was the sacrifice for fucking Sandra Bullock. He didn't need to die.
Oh, I did see that movie. Don't remember him. I remember him from this movie, though.
I bet you do.
Them cheeks was cheeking.
Were they?
My God. Yeah,
about so for those of you who have not seen that whole thing.
Listen, the Lord bless that man. I don't know what kind of glow up he had, if he had it whole time.
Can we say who it is for those people who are not even in the
movie? Riley Renaissance. What was his name?
Wait a minute.
I know his name in real life.
No, I can't think of it. Javonte Rhodes is who she's talking about.
Yes, I said his name.
Oh, sorry.
Well, I don't know his character.
You didn't say who else was playing in it. You just said one.
The beautiful
person.
Kelly.
The illustrious Kelly Rowland.
Rowland.
Whoever did her styling in Mea Culpa.
Stunning.
Great. Yes. Whatever
so
you got
good.
Paid, it was
more.
Not enough. That velvet suit with the gold buttons, I need it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Also, at the end, the black jacket with the exaggerated shoulders.
Honestly.
She looks stunning the entire movie.
Was my favorite.
Flawless.
I don't even know who else is in that movie. Besides them two?
Nobody you know.
Mississippi from P-Valley.
Oh, she sure was. She did good in this movie.
Her name's Shannon.
I don't know. I just know her as M-I, crooked letter, crooked letter. Sorry.
We know the husband too, don't we? No, we don't know him.
I feel like he's been in something. I just can't place
There was some other Tyler Perry... notables in the movie that I just can't remember. I'm so sorry. You guys are great.
It's amazing. Nick Sager, I think, is who you're talking about as the one that you probably have seen before, because I have seen him before.
Okay. Did you just say Mick Jagger?
No, Nick Sager. He was in The Princess Switch, if you watch rom-coms.
Yeah, I do. Okay. I was like, I've seen him before.
Twin? Where have you been?
But yeah, so the movie.
All right, let's talk about
what
you liked and what you didn't like.
So
let's talk about what we didn't like first. Let's get it out of
okay,
the way.
Okay, can I just say this? I didn't search how old this man is just to make sure you won't want to...
He's 21.
No, he's 32.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Call me Drea.
I just wanted to make sure that you...
This is true. I do not want to less of this man if he just got out of college.
He was born in 1990.
Okay, he's young, but he's old enough.
What? He's the same age as me.
Oh, you were born in the 90s.
No, I'm 89, but I mean.
Oh my God.
It doesn't count.
Why are you rolling your eyes?
No, because you just made this weird. Okay, so go back to what you hated about the movie. The ending was stupid and rushed.
The ending is terrible. The plot is terrible.
Okay, terrible.
Wait a minute.
The character development is terrible.
Kelly
Rowland taking these continuous meetings in this man's house and being caught in these compromising situations, terrible. Letting everybody come to her job, ream her out in front of all her coworkers, terrible.
Hold on, bring it back.
Jumping on the dick after that white lady just got off of it and no shower in between, terrible.
That was egregious. I will say that it reminded
Spoiler alert for anyone who
hasn't seen the movie.
Listen, if you clicked on this knowing that we're talking about Mea Culpa and you hadn't watched the movie,
facts, that's on you.
Right.
That's on you. I will say it reminded me, what's the movie with Jernee Smollett?
Okay.
She's a lawyer.
It's called Marriage Counselor.
Yes.
My sister tried to compare it to that too. It is not like that.
It is very similar.
It's
two women married to somebody else having sex with another man that they shouldn't be having sex with.
When you put it that vaguely,
they're similar. Yes. As soon as it started, I was like, oh, she's going to have sex with that man. It's just like that. Like, it's very clear that these two are going to hook up at some point. We're just waiting for it to happen.
Yes.
It's very clear.
The movies are not the same. They are very parallel to each other. But.
No, because the man in this one was fine. The other one was not.
What's his face? Bass? Gross?
Yes. No, I'm not talking about the husband. I'm talking about the man that she was sleeping with. What is this man? Toronto?
He's not ugly. The man from Marriage Counselor is not ugly. he's not as fine as Javante Rhodes.
But he also plays himself not. Because if you have to compare the stroke games, like you're, it's a joke.
He also had AIDS too, right?
What?
And marriage counselor in the movie.
I was talking about the guy in Mea Culpa versus Javante Rhodes. I haven't seen the other movie.
Oh, sorry. Okay, back up. The movie was not great. The plot, I feel like the plot had potential. Them rushing it at the end and this hard left turn was a lot.
I will say this. Most Tyler Perry movies, I can almost guess. I can just tell what the ending is going to be before I get midway through the movie. Mm-hmm. This, I did not expect.
Because it was so surprisingly bad, Nicole. Like, no. I understand that you are like blown away by the fact that you couldn't guess the ending, but it's because the ending had nothing to do with the core plot of the movie.
But it also was like, I could kind of see where they were going, but like when they were like, it was a hard lift.
Suddenly everyone's just trying to murder Kelly Rowland.
Yeah.
It's like, wow. It's
crazy. As soon as she typed the gun and the mama's like, or whatever happened in the kitchen.
The fact that mama was not dying of cancer.
Well, I knew that was coming. I saw that coming.
Why would you play with that?
No, I saw that coming. Anyways, white woman.
Also, right. Also, the whole part where the lady jumps onto the hood of the car, she rams the car into a tree to get her off of it.
Rather than just stop.
Rather than just slamming on the brakes.
Yeah.
And then she's running through the road and then meets her husband there.
Right.
Yeah. Her and her husband are driving. All of that happened within 30 seconds. So she hadn't been running for that long. They are driving back to the house. It takes them, 10 minutes in the car to get back to the house. And they pass a semi truck on the way.
But wait, the fact that she gets in the car and she's like, we need to get help. Your family's nuts. And he's like, I know, honey. Even though we're going into...
We're driving towards the house. I was like, so we're not going to turn around? She just told you they tried to murder her.
She waited like 5 minutes before she even says, why are we going this way? Like, girl, why are you in the car?
Still going this way. But can we get back to the main point, which is...
The main thing.
The only reason this film was made...
Yeah,
it was.
The movie was only made to see two very attractive people have sex.
Which is fine, but why would you... I just don't like that they... This is the only time we have seen Kelly Rowland in, like, a sex scene.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, kind of... I felt like they just disparaged her doing it this way.
Why? What do you mean?
I feel like they gave her spice because they, like... I feel like she's just the next tier up of good girl from Michelle Williams. Like, I feel like people try to put her in that.
It's so funny.
It's Kelly.
Did you guys watch the... Patrickson does the Shan Boudran podcast. Yeah. And she was saying, like, how, like, we know you have sex. You have a lot of sex appeal. We've seen her very sexy. Mm-hmm. Like you said, it's the first time you've seen her, like, have sex.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I thoroughly enjoyed her scene.
No, I'm not saying anything about the scene specifically. They did it... It was immaculate. The way they lit it was immaculate. Yeah. The way that they led up to it.
The cinematography for that was...
It was really well done. That's not what I mean. I mean the scenario in which it happened. Having her have sex with this man while she's committing adultery and immediately after this white woman hopped off the dick.
Let me tell you how I forgot all about that.
That part.
Let me tell you how I forgot all about that when I saw them in the paint on the floor.
Okay,
in the
throes. I didn't because I was yelling at the screen like, why would you do this to Kelly?
Oh, I was also watching with my mom. So a little bit, part of me was like... I was like, wow, this is a soft porn. I did not know that was turning into that with my mother next to me. But let me tell you what I did.
Meanwhile, your mama probably was like,
no, we were both visibly uncomfortable. We also did not turn it off. Because man.
I did
put it on 1.5. I did pull a Saya and put it on 1.5 to like speed through it a little bit, but also just kind of like
not both of y'all like this.
No, I think my mom was like, maybe I should go do something.
Dying
else.
To know what your mom's face looked like.
That's what made it weird.
Wait.
She had already seen it, so she was watching it again.
So she wanted to see it again.
So she was distractedly watching until the scene came back.
I don't know. She's a very happily married woman. I don't want to disparage her in any way. All I know is that was an artistry, well put together scene. And Tyler Perry, if you want to do it again, I would not
just have a better plot around it.
The wigs, the hair, much better.
But it's because you know that Kelly Rowland. First of all, the wigs was not much better. It was better for Kelly, and I'm sure it's because she brought her own.
No,
stylist.
Shannon looked good.
Oh, true. But the mom's wig in the first scene, maybe it was supposed to be
the
obvious
mom,
that she
had cancer.
But do you think the wig was bad because it was supposed to be obvious?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's supposed to be losing her.
Well, it's a Tyler Perry movie, so I don't know if it's supposed to be obvious or not.
This is a fair point. But I think that maybe it just happened to work out well.
Yeah, okay. It might have been.
Again, we're back to the.
I thought the styling was great. I thought the hair was much better. I thought Mr. Rhodes looked great.
But the one thing I didn't like, having seen Trevante in a number of roles, he was very he was very monotone this whole movie.
He was.
I thought that it was like,
I don't even remember him anything else.
Oh, I just was like, are you, is it supposed to be like,
you can think about
is it supposed to be the appeal?
Yeah, he was doing more actions than he was using his words. There was not real, there was no real,
there was a lot of nonverbal.
I thought there was mystique about him. That was a part of the character, the mystique of being an artist.
Is monotone mystique?
To me, it added to his character of being like an artist and falsely accused of murdering someone and, I don't know, on trial for murder.
Okay.
And,
oh, we didn't talk about the sex party in the basement. What was that about?
Yeah, in the what?
In the fact that he left and then goes to this
I gotta go out. Right, I'm stressed.
I mean, that's a...
Okay, so was anyone worried about to unload...
No. The fact that it was just downstairs in his
phrasing.
Jesus H.
The fact that it was downstairs, he's like, I'm not leaving. I'm just going downstairs. What?
Okay, but wait.
How did we even
did y'all see the
y'all
moment?
Y'all need an ID to get in. There's nothing.
Like, real?
Focus on the moment. So do y'all see the connection between when he was like, I need to like leave or go out. And then he opens his door. It's this red room. Then when she was at the house, she opened this door and it's this red room. I'm like, is there a goddamn downstairs tunnel?
I thought there was
a because of there's a red room or a dark room for photography. Room.
I mean, yes, but like initially when I first saw it, I was like, wait a minute. Yeah, is there like a
the red glow like from the door? Kind of like connecting the two scenes. Because the knowing
both
that the wife.
The salaciousness.
Yeah,
of it,
the wife also had sex with him too.
Yeah.
But phew.
Oh man.
Then Tipson does that video of him being interviewed by the
Listen, he has been staying in character for his press piece of it, and he has been doing his job because I would have been just as flustered as that lady was. Like, what? I'm gonna let you leave that to the imagination. I was like,
Yeah, I don't even know.
Okay.
No, he
wait a minute.
Yeah. He's doing what's supposed to be done. Yeah.
He understood the assignment.
He does, still is. He's holding on strong to this character.
He knows. The Riz is kind of scary, though.
No, it's definitely given I'll ruin your life, guys. For sure. Like, scared to, like, really engage. Like, not even, like, your character, because clearly he ruins lives. Mm-hmm. And in real life, I feel like you're the person, like, I'd be scared to mess with, because I just know my life is over as soon as, because you just, you got too much sex appeal for me.
It could add to the thrill.
I'm sure it probably does.
I just don't, I don't know.
Not a cool being ready to climb that tree.
I don't know.
I'll find out.
That's you know when I get there.
Around and find out. Girl's like, yes.
Hug around and find
sign
out.
Me up. I'm on the line of like teetering, tottering. If I want to F around and find out, it's giving yes. But man, oh man,
it's giving yes.
He's a very attractive man. Mm. I hope I see more of you. We've seen a lot. We can see more. Whatever you have coming up, like, you need to plug it right now. You need to drop something else right now.
Okay, let's talk about Kelly's performance.
For the girls.
Then we can wrap it up.
Okay.
I thought she did good.
I think she did good.
I think she did a great job. It was, I've only seen her really in, like, Lifetime movies. Yeah.
Oh, I don't even know.
The Little Wedding series.
Yeah, all of them. Little Wedding, Little Baby, Little Wedding 2, Baby Number 5. I've seen all of them. It's all like the Christmas movies.
Oh, okay.
Okay. But yeah, I thought she did a great job.
Yeah,
I would love to see her in something else.
Yeah, I think she has potential for her bandwidth to grow. And I've always been a Kelly fan. So Kelly, girls, just keep doing what you gotta do.
She is so unbelievably stunning.
Yeah.
I also am loving her press tour also. Because like even seeing her on Shan, like that was the most I've seen her like be her.
Yeah.
And I also love the way that she handles press because people are trying to be messy about like what happened on the Today Show and they're like leaving and stuff. And she's just like, I'm here to talk about mea culpa.
Yeah.
I'm really excited about this movie coming out. I hope you all go to see it. And like, you are give the master classes.
Right. Classy lady.
The very obvious press training she's had is top tier. Because also even they try and like bring up Beyonce and she's kind of like,
again, I'm here to talk about mea culpa.
Yeah. Like, no, top tier.
No,
she did great.
But I also love seeing them support each other in their endeavors as they're like rolling out too.
Yeah. It's been nice.
I don't know if I'd recommend the movie. I would recommend you fast forwarding to
the painting.
Not sure.
Not you having a minute.
Fast forward. So you go like directly to 1 point. No. I don't even know, but.
No, I care of leaving the timestamp in the comments. I hate it here.
I feel like we should support the black man. Apparently he has a deal with Netflix. I think he has more movies coming out on Netflix.
You're talking about Tyler Perry?
Yeah.
Okay. Didn't he just stop a whole bunch of work on his, expanding his...
Yeah, he did.
thing because of AI.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but also I heard earlier too that he signed a deal with Netflix to put out like exclusive movies and content. So okay. I think that this was like one of the first.
I'm gonna watch it. Yeah. Same. I might complain the whole way, but I'm gonna watch it.
Same. I'm going to.
There's no guarantee what I'm gonna do. Only if we're gonna be talking about it here will I probably ever watch it.
Okay, well then you might as well because we're gonna be talking about it every single time.
every
time. So just time. Get ready. Sorry. All right.
Fine. Is there anything else?
Hey, Javante Moss.
All right. We'll see you with the next hot take.